Named in honor of former U.S. Secretary of State George Marshall, Marshall scholarships are awarded to no more than 40 American college students each year. The reward, a full ride, tuition, books, travel, living, and research expenses in order to study at a prestigious British university.
I'm going to study materials science at Oxford and get my doctorate there.
Engineering student Philip Tuccheroni, only the second Marshall Scholarship winner in the history of the University of Buffalo.
Material science. All right, so I'm uninitiated. Tell me about material science.
Material science is an over-encompassing field of very multidisciplinary. I work on things that are too small for your eyes to see, but do things that are incredibly important in your day-to-day life.
While Philip Tuccheroni's goals may fascinate, his origins are instructive. Educated in public schools in downstate, surrounded, as he says, by teachers who enhance the learning process. Tuccheroni believes he began his path of discovery, no surprise, at home.
See, my father studied archaeology at New Paltz, and so I had a lot of, you know, archaeology books around when I was a young child. I was able to pursue that intellectual curiosity in that sense because they were there.
Keep that in mind before selling off that psych textbook to the used bookstore. His beginnings hold similarities to UB's first Marshall Scholar, Daphne Bascom, a Williamsville South graduate whose collegiate credentials took her all the way to Oxford on her way to becoming a medical doctor.
I have wonderful parents. For us, education was fun. There was never a sense that you could fail. The only failure was not to try.
While that encouragement provided a solid base as she started her journey toward a Marshall Scholarship, Daphne Bascom also gives credit to the guidance she received at UB, specifically Dr. Clyde Herod, who continues his work in the university's Department of Biological Sciences and as academics director of the university's honors program. UB's most recent Marshall Scholar, Philip Tuccheroni, also gives credit to the university honors program, where he has a great promoter in senior assistant director Elizabeth Colucci.
He had the right drive. He had the right academic interest. So over the course of 4 years, he did a lot of research. He's a great scientific writer. He was a leader on campus. He published papers. He went and did a research experience off at Northwestern. He did service in the city of Buffalo, helping Buffalo public school kids have a better science education. He volunteered.
Not all UB students have Philip Tuccheroni's credentials, but Colucci offers an important lesson regarding self-promotion as a key in seeking new heights, whether as a Marshall Scholar or any other goal for that matter.
Sure. I call that the competitive profile, and a competitive profile is something that you want to get a job, to go to grad school, to get into med school, to get into law school. You can't just come out with a good transcript. You have to come out with relevant experiences. You have to demonstrate your skills and passions. So be it internships or research or studying abroad, contributing to the community, being a leader in every sense of the word, having strong ties to faculty members, all those things are really critical to get you to the next step in life.
With his impressive profile, Philip Tuccheroni made his way through the process toward earning that Marshall Scholarship, but there was one final step, an interview. Elizabeth Colucci formed panels of faculty and staff members to conduct mock interviews. Four different panels fired off questions. Tuccheroni says he was ready for that final hurdle.
The Marshall Committee flies you down to New York City, and you interview with the British Consulate General in his living room, actually. And it's him and a committee that six or seven people that you're made aware of. You walk in, half an hour, you chat about your life, and you walk out. It's really just an academic conversation more than anything. It lasts about a half an hour. You know, they've read your application through and through, and they have some highlighted questions. The papers I published, you know, there was a chemical engineer in the room, and he read both the papers. There were other scientists in the room who had read my papers and were truly curious about it. It was a lot of fun, more than anything.
While the definition of fun might be open to individual tastes, a list of Marshall Scholars through the years is highlighted by achievers who've enjoyed a wide array of experiences. New York Times writer Thomas Friedman, author of The World is Flat, former Arizona governor and U.S. Secretary of the Interior Bruce Babbitt, Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer. UB's first Marshall Scholar, Daphne Bascom, emerged from her studies in Britain and onto a career in medicine. She's now evolved into a position with a healthcare company as a vice president for worldwide consulting. And she's made a vocation of a surprising hobby.
When I did the search of your name, I also came across a bodybuilder with your name, and I'm just curious, are you the same person?
One and the same.
So you're a competitive bodybuilder.
I am. Technically, I compete in figure as opposed to bodybuilding, which is kind of a more physique, symmetry, proportion-based class, not as much size and as people would think with bodybuilding. Yes, I started competing almost 7 years ago, and 2 years ago obtained professional status, so I now compete as a professional.
Like other Marshall scholars, Daphne Bascom has chiseled her way into a unique, fascinating life's path. And it seems likely that Philip Tuccheroni will follow his own special way, one that was nurtured at home and found its direction at the University at Buffalo. I'm Jay Moran, WBFO News.